Check, check, and check. Hey, Bob, guess what?
What? What's wrong? The set's not finished, is it?
The set is completely built.
What about the costumes? Not enough fabric?
Burlap aplenty.
We couldn't get a talking donkey, could we?
He's rehearsing his lines right now.
Am I not your own donkey, which you have always ridden to this day?
Ooh, British. Nice touch. Then what is it, Larry? What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong, Bob. We are all ready to go with our Bible story, Balaam and the Donkey.
That's fantastic, Larry. Wow, for once we're on time. I'm impressed. Who's playing Balaam?
Jimmy Gord. No, Jimmy. What? Still sleeping. Why is he still sleeping? Up late. Real late. Doing what? Kickball. Who stays up all night playing kickball?
Did he join some sort of all-night kickball league?
Video game.
Oh.
Kickball World Cup 2020. Addicting.
Rumor has it you cast a British donkey? Brilliant choice!
You shall not pass, donkey!
You know, from the story of Balaam, the angel would not let the donkey pass.
Oh, yeah, right.
I'm sure you're all wondering why I've been wearing this hat since Christmas.
Not really, no.
Well, there's something I'd like to show you.
You look like a shampoo model.
It's so flowy.
The luster, the shine.
The pH balance.
It's just a little something I've been working on.
For how long?
Since Christmas.
Christmas?
Yep. I've been using 2.5 gallons of conditioner every day, plus a diet of only cashews and mayonnaise.
Cashews and mayonnaise?
The lipids in the cashews are good for the follicles.
Lipids?
For the follicles, I've read.
And what does the mayonnaise do?
Nothing, but it tastes amazing.
Yeah.
Wow, nothing but cashews and mayonnaise. That's dedication.
Eye of the tiger, man. So, do you think this new look might help me one day land, you know, a leading role?
Hi, guys. Everybody ready for the Balaam and the Donkey story?
Everybody but Balaam?
Huh?
Jimmy was up all night and hasn't shown up yet.
This reminds me of a letter we received from a child named Aria. Dear Bob and Larry, my parents tell me to go to bed at 8 o'clock, but going to sleep is boring. So when they think I'm sleeping, I sneak into my toy bin and get out all my stuffed animals. Do I really have to go to bed when I'd rather have a late-night tea party? Your friend, Aria.
Aria needs to go to bed, or she may be too tired the next day.
Speaking of being too tired, Jimmy needs to get here before it's time to start the show.
Time to start the show. Is everybody ready?
We can't do the theme song without Jimmy.
Mr. Nezzer can fill in for Jimmy.
Only if I can play my tambourine.
Cue the theme song.
Get your sister,
get your brother,
call your uncle
and your mother.
If you're missing any other of the people that you know, we're going to start the show. It's the Veggie Tale Show.
Live on stage.
It's the Veggie Tale Show.
For every age.
It's the Veggie Tale Show.
I'm up on stage.
It's the Veggie Tale.
Jimmy!
No, Jimmy.
What are we gonna do?
If you need a leading man, I know one who might be available.
You don't look like a Balaam to me.
But he does look like a Samson.
You think?
Look, Larry, don't you think there might be a better Bible story about self-control than Samson?
Bob, think about how much self-control Samson must have had. Even more than Mr. Lunt. To get so strong and grow out his hair.
Yeah, I'm not so sure.
Wouldn't you hate all this gorgeous hair to go to waste?
I want to take a nap in it.
It looks like you're being attacked by a beautiful hair monster.
Magnetic.
Radiant.
Please, oh please, 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 please.
It's showtime, Samson.
Way back In Bible times, not like Adam and Eve back, but still back there quite a bit, lived Samson's mom.
Who, me? I don't have a child.
Surprise! You will soon give birth to a son, a Nazarite.
Oh, I've always wanted a baby boy who brings me white roses on my birthday, and who brags to his friends that his mom is the coolest. But what's a Nazarite?
The angel went on to explain that her son would be set apart for God. To be a Nazarite, you can never drink wine, you can't touch a dead person or a dead animal, and...
Why would my son want to touch a dead animal?
Those are the rules. Old Testament.
Right.
And you cannot ever cut your hair.
Well, he can still spike it up, put it in dreadlocks, or dye it green.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to return to heaven in a pillar of fire. Don't forget, Nazarite.
When her son was born, she named him Samson. And as he grew up, the Lord blessed him.
Hey, Philistines, my hair is long, I'm super strong. If you think you can defeat me, ha, you're wrong. Oh, thank you, Lord, I'm so blessed. These Philistines have kept us so oppressed. There ain't nobody stronger whose hair is any longer. I'm set apart to do what you request.
A Nazarite does not drink wine. If a cup is offered up, you must decline.
So let me get this straight. If I want to celebrate, I've got to ask for goat's milk in my stein?
Yeah, fill a stein with anything but wine.
Okay, I promise.
Samson turned out to be really good at fighting Philistines, but really bad with keeping his Nazarite promises. Soon after winning a big battle, Samson had a big party and drank a lot of wine. Samson broke his first vow, but his hair continued to grow longer and he kept growing stronger.
Oh, thank you, Lord, I'm so blessed. I love to see the ladies so impressed. Ain't nobody better looking whose biceps are so cooking. I'm set apart to do what you request.
Keep away from anything that's dead. You can only touch the living things instead.
What? Help me understand to heed the Lord's command. If I touch it, then it's got to have a head?
And if you touch a head, make sure that it's not dead.
Okay, I promise.
Samson went on to defeat another bunch of Philistines. Not with his bare hands or with a sword, but with the jawbone of a donkey.
You're making me sound like a maniac. I swung the jawbone of a donkey?
Even after Samson broke his second vow, God kept him strong, and he continued to fight the Philistines.
Oh, thank you, Lord, I'm so blessed. They up and run when I'm puffing out my chest. No one's near as mighty who looks so dynamite-y. It feels so good to be better than the rest. Yeah, I like doing what I like to do the best. Oh, thank you, Lord, I'm so very, very blessed.
Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, be so blessed.
I am blessed, I am amazingly blessed. Yes, I am.
What is wrong with you? You need to control yourself.
You talking to the actor or the character?
I'm talking to Samson. You're supposed to be a Bible hero.
Just doing my job, man.
Larry, a lot of people in the Bible were far from perfect, but God was able to use them anyway.
But the only Nazarite promise he hasn't broken yet is cutting his hair.
It would be a crime to cut these beautiful bangs.
Oh, brother.
Don't you mean son?
Sometime later, Samson fell in love with a woman named Delilah.
So, Samson, what makes you so very, very strong?
Sorry, Delilah. That's a secret.
Oh, my little woogie-woogie. You can tell I am the woman you love, am I not?
What's your secret, Samson? How do you get so strong? With abs so ripped and so equipped with all this beef and brawn. What's your secret, Samson? How do you get so swole? Such massive gains to break through chains, your gal would love to know.
Okay, fine, I'll tell you. Just promise to quit bugging me about it.
Oh, I will.
Delilah was working for the Philistine leaders. If they could find out the secret to his strength, they could trap him.
I was dedicated to God as a Nazarite. My hair has never been cut. If it were to be cut, I would be as weak as everyone else. Why are you laughing?
I thought of a joke.
I love jokes. Please tell me.
Oh, I forgot.
Okay.
So the Philistines captured the weak, hairless Samson.
Hey!
Took away his eyes.
Oh, no! Whatever will I do without eyes?
And threw him in prison.
I got the no hair, no strength, no Nazarite promise-keeping blues. I'm sorry. I've been saying yes to my own ways and no to God's ways. And look where that's gotten me. Will you please forgive me, God?
While Samson was in jail, his hair grew back. But his strength did not. Then one day, the Philistine leaders wanted to make fun of Samson, so they brought him to the temple of their god, Dagon.
Whew! Climbing all the way up those dungeon stairs with his heavy head of hair has got me winded. Would you boys mind if I rest for a sec between these two large structural supports?
Then Samson prayed to the Lord.
Remember me again, O God. Please strengthen me just one more time. With one blow, let me pay back the Philistines for the loss of my two eyes and my real hair. This prop wig is itchy.
Stay in character.
You try staying in character with a polyester mop on your head.
And God answered Samson's prayer and gave him his strength back.
Hasta la vista, Philistines!
Oh, ouchie. Great lesson, Samson.
Yeah, never tell your secrets to a blueberry.
I heard that.
And never, ever get a haircut.
Not quite what I was thinking.
Who am I now without my beautiful hair?
Oh. Hey, guys.
Hey, Jimmy's back.
Sorry I'm late. What'd I miss?
Well, you missed the theme song and playing Balaam.
Oh, man! I really wanted to talk to a donkey.
We had to start without you.
But I could use your help in the next segment. I've got another Bible story for Arya with a hero who is a great example of self-control.
Who, Bob?
You'll see. Right now, you've got to get to wardrobe.
Several hundred years after Samson and his trouble with the Philistines, the Jewish people would face another foe, the Babylonians. Many young Jewish men were taken from their homes, men like Daniel. Daniel loved God and always tried to obey him, which wasn't easy to do in Babylon. Things were different there. Their food was different. Saying yes to God's ways in Babylon was difficult and dangerous.
Would you like some forbidden foods?
Thanks, but no thanks.
Oh, Daniel! Great to see you, buddy.
Howdy, King. You're looking particularly royal today.
Yeah, well, it's good to be king. Darius really liked Daniel and gave him a lot of power and authority. This made the king's other advisors very jealous.
Oh, no. What are we gonna do?
The king likes Daniel more than me and you.
Hey, you three guys, whatever your names are, could you grab me that royal pillow? Larry, can you read me a bedtime story?
Jimmy, I'm Daniel. You're King Darius. Keep with the script.
Oh, yes, right. Sorry. Daniel, I need you to do something very, very important for me. Because I like you best. So much more than the other advisors.
We've got to get rid of Daniel. We'll never get anywhere with the king as long as he's around.
But how?
So the king's advisors devised a trap for Daniel and Darius. They knew that Daniel prayed to God several times a day. If they could convince Darius to sign a decree that made it a crime to pray to anyone other than the king, they knew they could get rid of Daniel.
Makes sense. I am the king, right?
That you are, Your Excellency.
I guess people should only pray to me. I am pretty excellent.
Indeed. It is your right.
Well, if you think it's a good idea...
We think it's great.
What's the punishment if they pray to, not me?
The lion's den.
Ho ho! You three are tough cookies. Grab me a royal blankie, would ya?
When Daniel learned of the decree, he had a choice to make. Take the easy way, stop praying to God and stay safe, or the hard way, continue to pray to God and risk the lion's den. Daniel knew the hard way would take self-control.
Dear God, give me the strength to continue to say yes to you and your ways.
Well, well, well. What do we have here? Once a king signed a decree, it could not be repealed. When Darius learned that Daniel had been caught praying to God, he had no choice but to throw Daniel into the lion's den.
I really feel awful about this, Danny boy. Wish there was something I could do.
Nice kitties.
Hello, Daniel!
Are you an angel from the Lord?
What gave me away?
You've come to take me to heaven after I get eaten by the lions.
Or I could just keep the lions from eating you.
I vote for that.
There's no voting. The Greeks haven't invented democracy yet.
Just please don't let them eat me.
You've heard of Nana from heaven? Have at it, kitties! Much tastier than a major prophet.
The first thing the next morning, the king got up and ran to the lion's den and called out...
Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to rescue you from the lions?
Howdy, King! You're sounding particularly royal today.
Uh-oh!
The king was overjoyed and gave orders to lift Daniel out of the den.
Look at you, Danny boy. Not even a scratch.
I said yes to God's ways, and he protected me.
Hey, you three, whatever your names are, your turn.
Let us know the next time you need bad guys.
Thanks. You guys are the worst.
Great job, everyone.
I gotta say, I'm impressed by Daniel. I sure wish I could have that kind of self-control.
with World Cup Kickball 2020?
Yeah, I'm super sorry for staying up so late last night. Sometimes I just can't help myself.
You can with God's help.
What do you mean?
Let's get back out there and we'll tell you. And Arya.
Saying yes to the things that are good for you. Saying no to the things that are not. Asking God for the power to help you through.
When you're stuck in a challenging spot. It's the way of making sure what you do and say are the deeds and the words that are right. Like sticking to your promises through the day.
And keeping with your bedtime every night.
Make your goal self-control. Get on a roll with self-control.
Self-control.
We revere it, it's the last fruit of the spirit.
But just because it's listed last doesn't mean to not hold fast
to self-control.
Now I get it.
That's great, Jimmy.
And we hope you did too, Arya.
Here it is.
I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Philippians 4:13. Thank you, Angel.
So, Arya and Jimmy, self-control is the power that God gives us to say no to the things that are bad for us.
And yes to the things that are good for us.
And we can ask God to give us the strength to do it.
That's all the time we have for today. Always remember, kids, God made you special.
And he loves you very much.
Goodbye! Goodbye.